Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
How I started in jiu-jitsu, I was in Rio de Janeiro. I was going around to all the different martial arts schools and working out. Every school I went to, they kept the name Gracie Jiu-Jitsu kept popping up. I said, I've got to find out who they are. So I finally tracked them down in Rio, and I met Mr. Gracie, the father. I met Hickson Gracie, who was the world champion at that time. So I asked him if I could work out with him. I was a black belt in judo, so I thought I had some pretty good grappling skills. Anyway, I got on the ground with Hickson Gracie, and it's like I'd never had a lesson in my life. He played with me.
That is Chuck Norris, probably the most famous martial artist in the world, talking about one of the best that ever was and is, Hickson Gracie, from the legendary Gracie family. He's got a brand new book out called Breathe, A Life in Flow. Hickson, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Brian, thank you, my friend. Thanks for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be with you, my brother. How
yeah.
are you doing?
So Hickson and I don't know if you remember, but I did the first four UFCs with Jim Brown when Horion was running the thing and Hoist was the champion, had to fight three times, and people would point to you and they say, see that guy over there? He's the best in the world, but it's Hoist's time right now. And I've always wanted to watch you fight in person. I never had a chance to, but now I feel like I did after reading your book. First off, tell us everyone about your fighting family.
Yes, I born and raised in a traditionally martial arts family, and my uncles, my father, from the beginning of the century, they start to develop our Brazilian style of jiu-jitsu, Japanese jiu-jitsu. So was a life, a very exciting life to see my parents like challenge other fighters and other styles, and become a Gracie is a part of a tradition which since we born, you got a gi, not a diaper. So you become part of a traditional, and you become a different, you know, in terms of what you eat, how you see the world, how you should prepare yourself. So my life story is a very interesting process of overcoming obstacles and controlling emotions and sacrifice in training to become effective and be the best one you can be.
You dropped out of school at 13 to fight and teach. And your dad said, I'll keep you a room and board, but you're going to have to earn your own keep. And you did with your brother Horion. When did you realize that not only could you be a great fighter, that you could be the greatest Gracie?
Oh, my life was very much, I always been very competitive, and I started to compete with 6 years old. And all my life I was being tested on the mat. And in a very early age, I felt like I had the talent and the emotional control to excel in this sport. So I was very much in love with the sport, the action. But after that, I started to teach a little bit and start to understand is much more involved, because jiu-jitsu is such a perfect sensorial art where it make you feel like you start to feel angles and levers and possibilities which you don't have otherwise, because my father, Hélio Gracie, was a very weak person. And in order to develop the efficiency, he started to changing brute power for leverage. So once I start to capture that possibility, I start to also be very excited to teach and to bring people to an empowerment situation. So all this combined make me feel like I was in a movement to not only become a champion of the family and putting my commitment 100%,
right,
but also bring some kind of un- understanding for people of how much martial arts can help them in their own lives in terms of emotional control, strategy, visualization, and so on, too. Because martial arts is a metaphor for life. As you become a good martial artist, you know how to live your life and seek for happiness. So the idea of conquering is about anything you're looking for, either buy a car or a relationship or a business. So the relationship martial arts has with life becomes very interesting to me in terms of either I'm going to be a good fighter and make my students become good fighters, or either I'm going to be a good fighter and make my students become good people. So for me, right, it's a pleasure to be involved with jiu-jitsu, no matter if it's for efficiency or for empowerment.
And Hickson, I watched you with Joe Rogan. Obviously, he knows martial arts. He's a martial artist, and he's a commentator in UFC. He's got the best podcast in the country. And you talked about breathing. The one thing I think people should listen to right now, you're not talking about making the next great champion. Whatever you're doing, this will make you better. And that became clear in this book. And I'm going to bring you to an excerpt of it. You say about winning and losing. You said, what I remember, you said, because when you were 6 years old, you would die in a fight and there was no division for you. You say, because I was six, there was no division. So my dad put me in the bracket with older kids. Right now, before I was about to step into the mat to fight, he said, Hickson, if you lose this fight, I give you two gifts. If you win, I give you one. When I realized that my dad wouldn't be upset if I lost, the pressure melted away. I lost the match, but I didn't feel bad because my dad wasn't mad. So that, to you, is so important for people listening right now. It is not all about winning. It's about competing, right? It's about having the courage to compete.
Yes, and sometimes, you know, it's not even about the courage. It's about the capacity you have to surrender, you know, because sometimes you don't have the ability to compete or to fight. But in another aspect, if you understand better the situation, if you can evolve through a better understanding, you can accept, you can be spiritually using hope or patience or visualization. So martial arts give you the tools for you to seek for happiness. And one point in my life, for me, was fighting for win. At this moment in my life, is winning without a fight. Because, you know, even though you don't have the physicality or the idea to confront something,
right,
you always have different ways to seek for happiness and finding strategies to cope with the situation where you win in a way, you know, because you not feel like you're losing, but you just creating a better situation for victory in a complex way.
Gotcha. You said for a young age it was drilled into you that there was no shame in losing, but there was shame in quitting or not fighting. So, you know, the one thing people should understand, I'm talking to a guy who might be the best fighter ever, and he could take on any discipline and conquer it because he could see weaknesses in everybody, but he was willing to put himself on the line. But every day was a struggle in your family. How big was your family? How often were you guys rolling around on the mat? How often were you guys sparring as kids?
Oh, it was a daily thing. You know, for us, going to the mat or engage ourselves on the carpet and play, the engagement was a very natural recreational thing. It was not violent, was not bloody, was not, you know, scary. It was something which, like two puppy lions play around and start to bite each other's neck just to feel the grips and stuff. So we play with each other, and the older ones help the youngest ones to develop the maneuvers and the ability to acquire reflexes and ability to fight. So it's always been different, because in other families, people say, don't do that, it's too violent. Don't play with your brother like this, or you're going to hurt him. In our family, you just say, oh, okay, so keep him control. Let's see if he can escape and come. So it was a different mentality, you know. And among all this, I feel like something I really like to emphasize on this book is the fact how breathing is important for life.
Let's talk about that. What is breathing? Everybody can benefit, whether you're an actor or whether you're in a tense situation, whether the pandemic has overwhelmed you, you have anxiety. Talk about breathing.
Yes, breathing, people take for granted, because once you get slapped on your butt and start to crying, you feel like you go and well to breathe all your whole life. But if you're not exercising, if you're not understanding the function of the breathing system and the importance of it, because you can stay 7 days without food, you can stay 3 days without water, but 5 minutes without oxygen, you're dead. So you need to be able to hyperventilate with more efficiency. And people who don't know how to breathe technically, they breathe with the higher part of the lung and leaving the bottom part, which is the biggest, not functional. So working with the diaphragm breathing makes a completely difference in your system and the way you use oxygen. Because sometimes if you have a poor breathing system, you cannot impact your brain or your heart. And the lungs has the capacity to really interfere in your emotionals, in your stress levels, in everything from your intellectual aspect or emotional, but also interfere in your heartbeats and the way you control your heart rate. So either the stress coming from your heart or the stress coming from your brain or tiredness or fatigue or confusion or lack of intuition. So by breathing properly, you become a different monster. You know, I always been an athlete. I always like to do sports and activities. And after I start learning how to breathe properly with 16 years old, I become a better fighter, better man, better father, a much more in control of my life. And that makes a huge difference, you know.
I know, I understand. And guys, everyone listening right now, you're a college athlete. You're about to start practice for soccer or football. Read this book. It talks about it, and it goes into detail. And if you get them online, if you want to look at the Joe Rogan podcast, get the video portion because he demonstrates it. Hickson, tell everybody what the role your family had in creating UFC.
I think my brother Horton make a huge, you know, when he creates the UFC, the objective was just a confrontation of styles to prove our Brazilian jiu-jitsu was the most effective martial arts in confronting with others. But now it becomes like just a huge entertainment aspect with different rule sets. And now everybody does all the martial arts. That's why mixed martial arts. So everybody knows jiu-jitsu, knows taekwondo, box, wrestling, kickboxing, and they all using that for their personal abilities. So it's not more style against style, but it now becomes huge and very popular for the entire world.
So do you feel as though that, do you really wish that you got the nod over Royce in those early days and were able to compete the way your younger brother did, who, by the way, is a great guy?
Yes, I was expecting to fight in the UFC, but then when Royce took place and he won, I don't need to replace him for anything. I started to make my career in Japan and did great fights in Japan and exposed the jiu-jitsu to Japan also. So it was great for me. It was, you know, no regrets. But UFC was a great event, and if I was fighting in the UFC in the early ages, it would be good too. So,
right.
Both ways are great, man. Jiu-jitsu is a great martial arts, and now it's spreading all over the world, and I'm happy to be a good entrepreneur for the sport.
Do you I know you have back problems now, it's hard for you to compete like you used to. Do you still teach? Do you still give clinics? Is that what you're doing on a regular basis?
Yeah, now I have Hickson.academy, which is a platform where I try to offer some content in jiu-jitsu for beginners, for intermediates, and high and advanced people. And I feel like this is a great way for me to communicate and empower people through the world now with this virtual scenario is getting bigger. So I'm very happy to do that. And eventually I'm going to do some more like instructional videos and books about the specifics of how to breathe properly to become more empowered to use breathing for you know, for being an executive, a police officer, or exactly an gotcha. Athlete or anything.
So yes. Hickson, where do we get some of these demonstrations? Where do we get it? Go to YouTube?
Yeah, go to the Hickson.academy.
Okay.
Which is my platform, and then from that you're going to start to getting better into this universe.
Got it. And by the way, go pick up his book. It's called Breathe, A Life in Flow. It's not to make you a great fighter. It's to make you a better person. You talk about your journey growing up in Brazil, which was extremely tough and challenging. And the one thing I walked away with that it can benefit everyone, you say, your father taught you many things. But he said he taught you you got to do a good job staying calm in bad positions. So life's going to put you through stress. And even if someone's got you in a chokehold where you want to quit, if you could stay calm in bad positions, that's one of the most valuable things you could do, whether it's a traffic accident or a challenge in a bar or whether it's your boss breathing down your neck. Final thought on that?
Definitely, man. I think you become, you know, when you're able to have a better perspective of your life emotionally, spiritually, and physically, you're able to better have a better control and better strategies for seeking for happiness. Because in the end of the day, you know, you have to use our skills to be happy. And happiness is a mutant thing. What makes you happy today needs to be readjusted to keep you happy 10 years from now. So gotcha. This fine-tune adjustments and ideas of
right.
evolutionary process has to be there. And when you have a good, clear mind, that's there to help you and
gotcha.
Support you through life.
And I'm going to talk to Hickson on the Jesse Waters show that you're going to see Saturday night. Hickson Gracie, thanks so much. Pick up his book, Breathe, A Life in Flow.
Brian, thank you very much, my brother. God bless. Take care.
Go get him.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.